everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our now 200 plus stations coast to coast via our fabulous networks. Greetings to you all. This week's show is brought to you by our caring sponsors at Elite Rehab, because everyone out there, guys, everyone knows a family that's fighting the effects of today's substance abuse epidemic. It is at every earning level, every educational level, every city, every town, you get it. And if someone you care about needs help, pick up the phone, not just for them, but for you as well, and call the professionals at 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082. The number's on our website as well at brilliantfrugalliving.com. Help the ones you love. Put that chapter behind them. 800-932-4082. You guys ready to save some money? Sitting here, coffee in hand, going again with the chocolate almond sent in by a listener. I love this stuff. It's so good. Looking out the studio windows at a gorgeous springtime landscape. Greetings from the Philadelphia area. Hearing from people coast to coast, things are finally greening up a little bit. Maybe getting some fabulous landscaping done. That makes one of us. Lots of rain around here, but getting warmer and warmer. Praise the Lord. And today, guys, I got to touch base on a recent home improvement project that we hit out of the park, saved tons of cash. This one's for the guys. This one's for the gals. This one's for all the people out there looking to do a little more with their living space, okay? This past weekend, I redid, at long last, I'm embarrassed how long this took me to get going on, the spare bedroom. Holy crow. This room was a wreck. With a capital wreck. I've been wanting to do it for ages. I put before and afters on Facebook this past weekend. Find me there. Go to brilliantfrugalliving.com. Click on the Facebook page. I got a ton of questions on costs. And no wonder, I did some Googling. The average cost of doing a bedroom, redoing a bedroom, not building it from scratch, from the studs on up, just redoing a bedroom, freshening it up, so to speak, I'm going to choke just saying the words, can range upwards of thousands of dollars on averages. Get this, guys. Averages are about $100 a square foot when you're talking about paint and furniture and carpeting and pictures and curtains, that kind of thing. Yeah, right. Okay, get this. Our guest room is actually a good size. You guys know that we've worked on this Victorian for ages. We love this house. Some odd-shaped rooms, whatever else. For our guest room, we knocked out a wall way back when we were getting the house in order, getting the footprint the way we wanted. So this guest room, which we initially made a nursery for both kids, keeping corralled, this guest room was 24 by 12, kind of good sized, okay? But what does that come to? It's about 300 square feet. So estimates would say redoing this bedroom could go upwards of 30 grand. Yeah, right. You ready for this, guys? We did this guest room for $350, and this room was pretty roughed up. Here's how we did it. Here's just the basic rundown. Paint, which it really needed. Paint was $50. You go with the paint and the primer all in one. It saves loads of time. It is very forgiving for people out there who aren't really hugely confident in their painting capabilities, myself included, and it covers great. When you take a look at the before and after photos, this nursery, the bottom half of the wall was intentionally in this big, bright, bold, big bird yellow. It's a nursery. Cut me some slack. But now it's going to be this guest room. So we painted it in this beautiful off-white dove gray. This paint was phenomenal. It was paint and primer all in one. Cost me $50, covered everything. Then we had to recover a border. You've got people out there who have wallpaper in certain places. Ooh, and I had to get this in. If you've got a house that you're thinking about redoing or a room and it currently has wallpaper in it, the previous thinking was that you had to tear down all the wallpaper, steam it off, give yourself a couple of degree burns, whatever that, you know, it's just horrible, sticky, messy, gross stuff. Because the thinking before was if you paint over it, it gets all bubbly, it starts to kind of come up on you. It's not the look you're going for. Well, get this. In the years since Victor and I bought this house, in the last decade plus since we were really rehabbing, they've come out with this phenomenal paint that goes right over wallpaper. It looks like $1 million and the wallpaper stays put, so your wall quality is fine. Will save you tons of cash. Now, I've got a room coming up in which I might use this. I'll let you know. So there's the paint. The border. We had a border up before. I didn't want to take down the border and put up a new one, so I just recovered over the previous border. Boom. Make it easy on yourselves. Guys, you know you have no spare time. Go for it. Next up, curtains for these four big windows in there. It's an old Victorian. You got big windows. A lot of times I'll sew them myself. Super simple, not a straight stitch in the bunch. For this batch, however, I went super lazy and super inexpensive. I went online to Boscov's. It's this local department store. Actually, they're everywhere. They're coast to coast. You can order online with them. They ship everywhere. Boscov's. Boscov's, all right? The curtains are top-notch, fabulous quality. They were just a couple of bucks a piece. So putting together these various layered curtains with these panels they have, curtains for four big windows was $200, which is actually cheaper than me going to the fabric store and making them myself. So time saved, money saved. It's a win-win. Then you've got the pictures because I had a lot of wall space around there. And when you're in one of these larger rooms and you're talking, you're kind of conversing, and the sound starts echoing off the walls, that's not a sound that you want in your guest rooms. So I knew I had to put up a bunch of pictures. Went to Goodwill. Beautiful. You know how much I love Goodwill. This is the reasons why. Picked up no less than seven gorgeous, matching, good-sized wall-hanging pictures. Beautiful. Awesome for decorating. $750 worth of pictures. How do I know this? Because the original price tags were on the back. What did I pay for $750 worth of pictures? I paid $50. Again, courtesy of, say it with me, Goodwill. Okay? Now, the bedding for the bed. I'm kind of a spaz, like circa 1948 decorator spaz, where I really want the bedding to match the curtains. It's just something I've always loved, just always had it that way. I'm a matching kind of gal. Easiest way to get this stuff to match? Use a couple of curtain panels and put them together for the bed covers, for the shams, for everything else. Went with this sage green and this cool looking, believe it or not, kind of a masculine purple for the colors for the room. Used a bunch more of those panels to make the bedspread, to make the pillow the pillow covers, the pillow shams. Boom! It's done, it matches, and it's right there in with the curtains. I love that. I love that. Now, a big part of these rehab projects is putting in new flooring. You got a lot of people ripping out the carpeting and putting in hardwood. You got a lot of people carpeting over the hardwood. It just depends on your mood. Now, you guys know, but based upon my last name and based upon previous shows, I am married to a man of Armenian ancestry. What does this mean? It means that all of his people, all of his peeps, when you have a last name like Hagopian and you're Armenian, they pride themselves on their carpeting, on their rugs, on their floor coverings. To suggest a hardwood floor is, I believe, grounds for divorce in some parts of Armenia, that beautiful country. You get the point. And honestly, I like carpeting. It feels good on your feet in the wintertime. It's good for muffling sound and creating nice sound quality in a room. I've always grown up with carpeting. And then when I married an Armenian, I will always have carpeting. Not only that, but I will always have great deals on carpeting with all of my Armenian great counterparts and all of the various people in our family tree. You know who you are. In short, the carpeting was about, 15, 20 years old. All right. So you're thinking you got to redo it? No. Went in, went over this carpeting, this beat up, decades plus old carpeting with my beloved deep carpet cleaner. And with my amateur skills and about an hour's worth of work, we saved ourselves thousands of dollars. The carpet is still very usable, very doable. Absolutely love it. And it takes a lot less time. You know, when you want to do a weekend project, there's nothing like throwing in, let's get the wallpaper professionally scraped off. Not. Let's get the carpet ripped out and put new carpeting in. No, thank you. Save yourself time, sanity, money. Deep clean those carpets. Say you've got some weird stain somewhere. You don't even know what it was. You forget how it came in there. That's where the well-placed piece of furniture or a little throw rug, you know what I'm talking about. And you know I pride myself in a gorgeous house. I love my house. It's comfortable. A family lives here. We don't tiptoe around. We have really sturdy furniture. We love our house. Make sure your house is one that you're going to continue to love by redoing it in ways that you can live with it. And when you're talking about saving huge money, there's nothing like taking out these deep cleaners, these deep cleaning carpet cleaners. Holy crap. The skills that these wonderful pieces of machinery will unleash in your home will save you tons of cash. So there you go. Next up, moved a bunch of the furniture around. We kept a lot of the same furniture. We've had some hand-me-down furniture, so we didn't have a huge furniture cost. If you need additional furniture for your room redo, hit your local, you know what I'm going to say, hit your local Goodwill. Find the one nearest you online. Hit the local Habitat for Humanity home store. Talk about a place that does great things for the communities around you to get it easily, easily 90% off. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. All in all, the paint, the border, the furniture, the carpet, the wall hangings, the curtains, the bedspread, everything. Again, they're talking 20 grand for a room that size. It's just a, no, 30 grand, $100 a square foot. I can't stop laughing. We did ours for $350. $350, a fraction of what all the experts out there will tell you you need to do. So here's what you got to do, guys. You're listening to me? Go and take a look at the room that you were dying to redo. Put pen to paper, decide what you want to do, and do it, and then send me pictures at brilliantfrugalliving.com. Guys, it's not just about my room. We're talking man caves after this. She caves, what do you call it? She sheds, man caves, all of the above. It's all right after the break. You all stay tuned. Cheap is small, and not too
steep, but best of all. Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-613-3597. 800-613-3597. 800-613-3597. That's 800-613-3597.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-511-3024. 800-511-3024. 800-511-3024. 800-511-3024.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking man cave, she sheds, personal spaces made all the more fabulous because you deserve it. But you don't deserve the high cost. Here's where we take it down to a fraction of the fraction of the price. And sent to me, I'm surrounded by the usual mountains of fabulous printouts, which we will, of course, recycle. That's the kind of way we play around here. But first, we got to go over some of this. Man cave ideas. Who sent me this? Jay Poindexter. Pages upon pages of stuff that he's done. Other people have sent me their stuff. So say you've got some spare space in your garage. Can you hear that? I've got my cell phone going off right now with text as well. Space in your garage, your basement, some kind of an outbuilding. Here's another good one. Think about your attic. Think about the spare spaces in your house that could be put to better use. What are you going to do with it? Here's what you're going to do with it. You're going to use it for you. And if you're a guy, you're turning that space into a man cave. We will do a follow-up on she sheds and personal spaces. But let's face it, the most of your house is your territory. You know, the guys, they need a space. They love a space that they can make their own and, air quotes, decorate in the way that they love. It makes them comfortable, makes them have some fun. Here's the top ideas. How do you decorate it? How do you make it your own, make it truly cool without breaking the bank? Here's what you do. I got this complete with pictures. This is fantastic. The top items people love in their man caves. They love to hit the arcades. As a kid, they love the arcades. They love the idea of the arcades right now. And this can be far less expensive, adding a home arcade to your man cave, than you think if you shop around. Think about it. Every one of today's most popular video games is online, for better or for worse. It's on a Kindle, it's on some kind of a device, it's easy to carry, it's easy to store, it's easy to transport, it's easy to plug into the lighter in the car, suddenly you're doing it in the car with your kids. It's the new reality. But what does that mean for today's older standalone video games? For the classics, they're heavy, they're considered old school, they're nearly impossible to get rid of, so some outfits are flat out giving them away, especially if they're showing some wear and tear, which is exactly what you want in the man cave anywhere. Anyway, so imagine your own personal arcade gaming system. The Space Invaders, the Asteroids, the Frogger, the other one, the Pac-Man, of course Pac-Man. Imagine your own personal arcade gaming system that can play a bunch of different games. How cool would that be, first of all, to start off your man cave with some home game arcades? You got the kids or the grandkids about to be out from school. Imagine the brag-worthy rights of having an arcade in your basement. You gotta love it. Next up, this one grabbed me. You gotta stay with me on this one because this one grabbed me. Thinking about a basement with the cement floors. Okay, what do you do with the cement floors? I'm in a Victorian. We've got older cement floors. For the people out there with the newer, smoother cement floors, love this. They painted, this was sent to me more than once. If you have a concrete type of floor in your man cave area and it's nice and long, think about painting a shuffleboard on the floor. Stay with me. You'll just need to follow a tutorial. They'll give you the layouts. It's not, you know, rocket science. But I love it because it's always there. It's easily accessible. Here's the next thing. Come summertime, you ever have any power outages, anything else? Great entertainment for that. I'm a huge fan of this. Can I please tell you? When it comes to shuffleboard, my kids love their electronics. They love their books, too. It's a pretty good balance. But for whatever reason, they adore shuffleboard. When we travel, a lot of times near the pool, there'll be shuffleboard. It's relaxing. It's just a little addictive. And it doesn't require an electronic screen, okay? There's my win-win right there. It's good for the kids, and it's good for all the dads, honestly, stuck on screens day in and day out. Win-win in anyone's book. Next up, the big thing they love in their man caves these days, a bar. Now, there were a couple of different man-made, self-made, do-it-yourself, create a great bar out of this piece of, you know, whatever. They have kitchen furniture that they rehabbed. It is gorgeous. It's fabulous. For the smaller bars, they've got the Murphy bar that kind of folds down from the wall. Here's my idea. Most of the time, when you've got a basement going on there, chances are excellent you've got the space for a good-size, regular bar. And I'm finding those all over the place. On Craigslist, people are getting rid of like a bar or some kind of a kitchen piece of cabinetry that would make a fantastic bar with a little bit of paneling on it. Use your imagination, then get onto Craigslist and be ruthless. If they've got them on there, if people have got bars they're trying to get rid of, they can't get rid of them. You know, vow that you'll get it out of their hair within 24 to 48 hours, and you will find that they will absolutely practically give these things away for tremendously reduced prices. So if you have your heart set on a nice bar in your man cave, be a little ruthless on Craigslist, because honestly, you're doing them a favor getting rid of it. Borrow somebody's truck if you don't have one. Go pick it up and do them a favor. If they've got this heavy bar to get rid of, don't make them help you getting it on the truck. Get a buddy to help you out. Get it on there. It's all good. Next up, this was great. These are all great ideas from the man caves. I have got literally, this has to be 50 pieces of paper complete with pictures. We're going to get through as many as we can here. The comic room. Comics are big. Comics and old albums are huge items for today's man cave. Because you know what? They're collector's items. They're fun to revisit. And again, see my earlier happier notes, they don't require a screen. You can put them on the record player if you have one, show the kids what comic books, you know, look like, the old albums, the tapes, extra credit for the 8-tracks if you have any of those. But that's what the man cave's all about. I love this. Next up, in no particular order, I'm just taking pictures from random here, the armory. What does this mean? Here's what this means. The Nerf gun armory. There was a picture sent here. I don't have the name of the person who sent this. Something that her husband and boys love. They took the standard, like a workshop pegboard, okay? Very easy and inexpensive to get your hands on. Put an entire wall, two facing parts of a wall. You got this wall, you turn the corner, you got the other wall. And they loaded it up with, I'm looking at easily, two dozen, it's got to be three dozen Nerf guns of different sizes. They've got different pegs for the bullets, you know, the little soft pellet bullets. The Nerf guns are all up there. This is a huge step up from my current Nerf gun armory, which is a couple of huge Tupperware bins on the floor in the playroom. If we were to have in my husband's basement man cave, the armory with all of these various, you know, Nerf guns lined up on the walls, this would be a huge hit. Because let's face it, all the guys out there are into Nerf guns. They say they're not into them, and then their kid or a neighbor kid or a grandkid hands them a Nerf gun, and then it's a completely different game. They will love it. They'll have to have it torn out of their hands. Put up your own personal Nerf armory. It's a great thing for the man cave. Let's face it, it's not going to work anywhere else. Next up, love touching on this one. It goes back to the bar that people love to have. I did an earlier show on ways people were using these old pallets. You know, the shipping pallets made out of wood, the slats, really sturdy. They're done for shipping, so they have to be sturdy. Practically given away by department stores and warehouse stores. Get your hands on some of these. People sent me pictures of bars that they made out of these pallets, standing them up, screwing them together, staining them these gorgeous wood stains, shellacking them. They are the perfect height, and they can hang things on it. It's brilliant. I love it. Next up, a mini fridge. I love this mini fridge. And you know what? There's a couple of different ideas on fridges. How much time do we have before the break? About a minute. People were taking mini fridges and painting them like safes and painting them with their favorite sports teams. All the stuff you can't do with your regular above the basement level appliances. You can't paint your favorite sports team on the kitchen refrigerator. We got to draw a line somewhere, boys. But when it comes to the downstairs man caves, everything's on the table. Paint it, have some fun with it. And I got something else to talk about after the break. People who are rehabbing these older refrigerators. I love this. Turned an old refrigerator, normally standing up, onto its back, which you can do with the proper, you know, rigging. And they simply have it now as a drop-in refrigerator. This is brilliant. So imagine a regular refrigerator turned onto its back. So where you're now lifting up the door to make it feel like a drop-in freezer, it's a drop-in refrigerator instead. They're keeping the kegs in there, the sodas in there. It's brilliant. Guys, hang out for a minute. Dad and daughter talk real estate right after this.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-613-3597. 800-613-3597. 800-613-3597. That's 800-613-3597.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-511-3024. 800-511-3024. 800-511-3024. 800-511-3024.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Half past the hour, you know what that means. Time for another fabulous episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with all the fabulous latest headlines, all the reasons for you to get into the market with the kind gentleman to my right here in studio. Dad, welcome, sir.
Hello again, everybody. It's John Harriet here with Keller Williams Real Estate. See the latest deal that you have negotiated. We are going to be on how many additional stations? Another 104?
We now have the honor of joining his lineup of 104 stations nationwide. Wide and worldwide. And sir, you are soon coming to, wait for it, Alexa. It's
That's
all
right.
good.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have all this great real estate info available mm-hmm. on Alexa all coming up in the next week or so. Very exciting.
Good Holy stuff. Cow, that is good stuff. That is good stuff. What we're going to be talking about today, Chrissy, is a continuation of what we've been trying to talk about ever since we've had the show on the air for the last 2 or 3 years. And that is how now is the absolute best opportunity that any of us are going to have for the rest of our home buying or property buying lifetimes to buy real estate, whether it's for our own personal use or for investment purposes. Now, if you'd like to talk about that some more, folks, there's a couple of ways you can get some more information. Number one, if you're thinking about buying that first home, or if you've been in your home for a few years, family's gotten a little bit bigger, like to get closer to work, farther away from work, closer to the in-laws, farther away from the in-laws, whatever you're up to, I would love to be one of the realtors that you interview for the job. I am a full-time realtor with Keller Williams Real Estate. And I guarantee you will come out better armed with information and better armed to make the right decision for you. If you'd like to set that up, just give us a call.
Absolutely, guys. Call or text anytime. You might not get Dad. He's probably on a site somewhere talking with current clients, but he'd love to connect. 484-574-4088.
Once again, that's 484-574-4088. Or if you'd like to pre-order some of the publications we have that are constantly updated, go on to the dadanddaughtertalkrealestate.com, and that's spelled out just the way it sounds. A lot of the publications that we have, current housing trends, what you need to know to get your house to sold, current seller's guides, current buyer's guide, we update those every 3 months. Anything else that you'd like to talk about? If the topic you want isn't covered there, just put in a note. There's a space you can type in what you'd like to chat about, like, hey, John, give me a call, whatever. You're better equipped to make the right kind of decision for you. We do pass on as much good specific information as we can in the show, but there's no way we can cover every possible situation. So love to chat with you. I do look upon my job as being a real estate educator more than a real estate salesperson or marketing person, because I think once I get people to the point where they know what the right decision is for them, they will make the right decision, and then commissions, business, etc., will all take care of itself.
Yep, and you talk a lot about how the real estate business, it never really shuts down. It's always very robust, especially in today's economy. But we're now in that first beautiful weekend of May where summer is just looming. So if you are thinking about taking that leap, either getting into the next house, maybe getting into the first house, give Dad a call. Just outline everything you're looking for. This is the kind of thing realtors live for. And if you're like so many others out there where 2019, you've been waiting and waiting to get into the market, and this is the year, you know, your finances haven't felt this good in a long time, you're feeling very confident about your job, that now's the time to translate that into a fantastic new investment known as your first house or your next house. Make it happen.
And the first thing we're going to launch into here today, Chrissy, is how if you go back about 14 years and make a comparison between what you had to pay to rent a place back then and what you had to pay to buy a place back then and what you have to pay to rent a place now and buy a place now, holy cow, what do you think is the most attractive option economically, buying a house or renting?
It's a no-brainer for me. It always has been. Buying, obviously. But I'm amazed how many people still think renting is this economical option. That always blows me away.
Well, there's an outfit called CoreLogix generates an awful lot of real estate statistics. While the typical mortgage payment was down 4% over that period. Let me repeat that, because those are some rather startling statistics. The rent index was up 36% over the last 14 years, while the typical mortgage payment was down 4% over that period. Now you say, John, how in the world can that be? That's 14 years ago, going back to 2005. And yeah, we did have a housing price collapse that kind of started in 2007, 2008. But holy cow, that's a heck of a big difference. So, you know, it certainly makes sense that rents have risen. However, how in the world did mortgage payments decrease? Well, here's the explanation. It's mainly because mortgage rates back in December of 2005 were significantly higher, averaging 6.3% for a fixed-rate 30-year loan.
Wow.
Compared with 4.6% in December 2018.
Can you imagine the rioting in the streets if we woke up one morning and it was back at 6%? It would be like this ungodly high.
It'd be going, ugh! I don't think it'd be rioting in the streets like we have in Venezuela right now.
Well, yeah, that's not the look we're going for, but that's huge compared to what we have today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you know, all the folks who kind of think that socialism is a good thing, take a look at the video coming out of Venezuela right now, folks. That's kind of where we would be heading. And I'll tell you what, I'll make another comment about socialism here once I finish this particular piece of news about renting versus buying, because I did have the opportunity, as did Chrissy when she was much, much younger, of living in a socialist country for a year. And I got to tell you, it got kind of ugly. But anyway, I digress. Anyway, mortgage rates back in December 2005 were 6.3% for a fixed rate 30-year loan. December 2018, they were 4.6%. Now, the national median sales price, and I realize I'm getting a little bit out in the statistical weeds here. December 2005 was $190,000. The median price for a house in December 2018 was $220,000, about $30,000 higher. But because of the lower interest rates, mortgage payment is actually lower. The principal and interest we're talking about now, $941 back in 2005 compared with $904 now. So just one more reason, folks, that buying is much cheaper and much more advantageous to you in the long run than renting.
Numbers don't lie. Numbers are just right in your face telling you the facts. And I love that the facts bear out that.
And Chrissy, I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Okay? Let's just say that you have been renting for the last 15 years, from 2005 up through 2018. You've been renting for the last 14 years there.
Okay.
What do you think that pile of rent receipts that you've got is worth?
Oh, a big Zippo.
A big Zippo, yeah. Zero zip nada.
Oh, it's awful.
Okay, now, on the other hand, if you had bought a house for $200,000 back in 2005, what do you think the increase in equity would be about?
Just with a 30-year mortgage, be at least 100 grand by now. If you went really bold and you went with a 15-year mortgage, you'd be a happy homeowner with no mortgage payments and loving life right about now.
Yeah, that's right. That is right. Now, the period from 2005 to 2018 was a little bit rocky because starting in 2008, we had a price collapse. We have recovered now by 2012, 2013. So we've had another 5 or 6 years of good equity buildup. So you're not as far ahead as you would have been if you're buying a house now and we undergo the price appreciation that we expect for the next 15 years.
But it was a great cautionary tale as well. I mean, it's enough of a history lesson where we don't want to repeat it. There is a lesson to be learned.
Yeah, but I would bet that if you bought that house for $200,000 back in 2005, it's worth 25-30% more than it is right
now.
If you had the guts, of course, to ride out the downturn. And like I say, that big stack of rent receipts, let's see, 12 times 15 years would be what? 180 rent receipts. You stack them all up there. And what could you sell those for at your next garage sale?
Zip.
Zip, zero, nada. On the other hand, if you've got that house that you have the title to and you go to the bank and say, you know what? I've now got kids ready to go to college. The old car is about set to crap out. Or I really need a bigger house. What can I do to get there? Well, you've got all that equity built up in your house. So, folks, it is, as we say in Philadelphia, a no-brainer. This is the best time we're going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetimes to buy either investment real estate or real estate in which we're going to be living.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, it's daunting. You think between I'm sitting here in my rental or in my smaller house that I've owned forever, they feel like they don't know how to dot the I's and cross the T's, handle all the paperwork for you. That's their job. It's a win-win for everybody. You're going to love it.
So, folks, while Chrissy and I are, you know, voices coming out of the radio speaker here, the real way to get on top of this and really understand and internalize what's happening is for us to sit down for a heart-to-heart and have a chat about what your options are, what the implications are apt to be 10, 15, 20, 30 years downstream. And I do like to cite figures over, 40 years ago, Chrissy's mom and I moved to the Philadelphia area, and we bought a house for the large sum of $83,000. Most expensive house we'd ever bought. Now, it was a fixer-upper, and people who know fixer-uppers are some of our favorite topics here.
Yes.
So probably it was worth about $120,000 back then, but right now it's conservatively worth $550,000. So I'm sure when we sell it, the house will have paid us every month that we've lived there. Get on the gravy train, folks. Get on the wagon about how you can improve your standard of living, how you can improve your financial situation, and the easiest way to do it is by buying that house that you live in, or if the house you live in is a little bit cramped and tiny right now, then let's get that one sold and get you into a bigger one that will improve your standard of living and help you build up your equity more quickly. I would love to be one of the people that you interview for the job of helping you make that big decision, because to repeat myself, folks, because it's a very powerful message, now is the best time we're going to see in the rest of our home buying lifetimes to either make that first home buy or to make that move up buy.
If there is one prevailing message with regards to today's real estate and the economy in general, you are in the catbird seat. Whatever your financial goals and aspirations are, now's the time to make them a reality. And for so many people out there, whether we say it out loud or not, real estate's a big part of it. If real estate's in your goals, by all means, this is the summer to get it going. Talk to your banker, talk to your local real estate agent, get a hold of Dad, see how he can help you make it a reality as well. More after this.
Cheap is small, not too steep, but best of all.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-613-3597. 800-613-3597. That's 800-613-3597.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-511-3024, 800-511-3024, 800-511-3024, 800-511-3024.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show with your best money-saving, fabulous designs for your man cave, maybe the she shed if you're putting one of those up. We're focusing mainly on man caves this time, but clearly a she shed idea is coming up. Mother's Day is coming up. Don't be crazy, guys. Think about this. Think about the look on your lady's face if you were to start talking about the idea of putting together a she shed. Just putting that out there. But today, it's all about you guys. Man caves galore. We talked before the break about doing this great thing with a refrigerator. You put it on its back. That way you can lift up to have, you know, ice at the ready. It's like a lift-up freezer on one side where the freezer is. You lift that up, keep your ice in there. And then you lift up the other side like a drop-in freezer, and it's your refrigerator for kegs, for sodas, for all the snacks that you're trying to hide past whoever else so they don't get them and you do. Love it. Next up, I wish I had the name for who did this because the pictures are nuts. The do-it-yourself hidden door bookshelf. What do they do? This is for the one of those rare lucky gentlemen out there in which the man cave downstairs has a restroom attached, and he put a huge, gorgeous, custom bookshelf, hung it on the door. Tacky. Gotta love it. But wouldn't it be cool to have a hidden man cave, especially when it turns out to be the bathroom? Here's what he did. He puts this beautiful bookshelf, which he scrap-heaped, good-willed, whatever, had a great before photo, very roughed up, painted a standard white, put it on the white door to the bathroom, hid the doorknob just a bit. All right, I love this. No one realizes that your man cave, hides right behind the bookcase, or your favorite part of the man cave anyway. Here you go. Dalton Q of Indianapolis put a bookshelf on his basement bathroom door to make it look like a secret room. Also says it's very handy to have a bookshelf right there on the bathroom door for obvious reasons. Alrighty then, DTMI, but thanks for the crafty idea. Next up, the chalkboard game table. I love this. Here's another reason why you love your local Goodwill, your local Habitat for Humanity home store. They have got all the raw materials you need for a project just like this. The chalkboard coffee table. You take one of their biggest, most beat up coffee tables, and there are beautiful coffee tables at these establishments as well. But for your man cave, you want a beat up job, because here, it's a fantastic neat addition to a man cave. You take the coffee table, you apply this top, or you can just simply apply chalkboard, because you can buy that anywhere as well, and you put a chalkboard on top of the coffee table surface, so you can play multiple different types of games on it. The kids can play tic-tac-toe, you can play cards and keep score there. You can put any one of your games up there and have chalk here, chalk there, sign it, have friends sign it when they come in there, you can keep score right on there. It's brilliant. Here's another good one. This does not qualify as the man cave. This is outdoors, but it's so fabulous I had to mention it. If your man cave area is your backyard, you're going to love this DIY game. If there's one thing my kids love, like shuffleboard, it's bowling. We get crazy into the bowling. And this guy built a backyard bowling alley completely by himself in one afternoon, and it doesn't appear to be super expensive to do. All right, go online, see what kind of dimensions you need for it. Then you and your buddies, get in there, have some fun with it, then bowl the night away. Here's a great idea. This is a great man cave idea, not only for the guys, but for any kids that might happen their way into the man cave. A concession stand. Are you ready for this? Basically, if you do a lot of movies, say your man cave's got a nice big screen, and once in a while you graciously, generously let the kids or the grandkids or the neighborhood kids down there, especially as we start getting into the blistering hot days of summer that are right around the corner, the basement's going to be your go-to area for wonderful, cooler areas to hang out in. Think about putting the movies up there. Think about having your kids have your place be the place where everybody hangs out. That's what I had when I was a kid. My folks made sure that we had a fabulous place for all of our friends to come to. I wasn't going to so many friends' places. My husband had the same thing going on, where all the kids came to their house. You gotta admit, there's a certain great appeal to that kind of thing. Rather than have the kids out who knows where, have your kids at home having fun with their friends in the safety and fabulousness of your basement, your nice, cool, frugal basement in the man cave, watching movies with, get this, a free vending machine or a concession stand. I've heard from people who bought vending machines off Craigslist. Apparently, these things are pretty upgraded once in a while, so you find the old ones on Craigslist all the time. You can easily rig them to dispense snacks for free. Imagine the gold star your kids or grandkids will get. Huge hit with sleepovers, you name it, where honestly too much sugar is never enough. Also a huge hit right next to your free, fabulous vending machine. Try like a genuine popcorn popping machine, a little one, like the ones you see sometimes in hardware stores and the ones that the ones that they used to have in movie theaters before they just, brought in all the popcorn and garbage bags or whatever they do these days. Imagine the smell that hits your kids when they're smelling popcorn out of the popcorn machines and they see these free vending machines. How amazing will you be in their eyes when you provide a movie theater, which again, I love a good movie theater. Tell me of a place out there that's far more expensive than a movie theater come this summer. All right, think about having the movie theater in your basement, in your man cave, where you are now the neighborhood hero, the family tree hero, when you've got friends, neighbors, cousins, whatever else, coming to your man cave, nice and cool, enjoying popcorn, free vending machines. Holy God, they'll carry you around on their shoulders. You gotta love this. This one I love. This is another one like the bar. This is a table that was rehabbed to simply slide a cooler in the middle of it. So you've got like a regular picnic table, you set it up, you can cut a big hole out of the middle, and you put a cooler in the center. This is on someone's back patio just off the basement. It's brilliant. If your man cave has an outdoor space, check out this table. It's a cooler and table in one. Beautiful. Next up, and I wanted to make sure we got this one in. Clearly, we need to do an additional show on man caves. If you have a basement like ours, we've got this Victorian, there are these huge columns scattered in between various, you know, at no particular, in random widths, you've got these large, gorgeous, supportive columns. We like them. We're never going to knock them down. But they can be kind of unsightly. They're covered with cement and they're kind of, you know, they're not really, they're kind of asymmetrical. You know, they're wonderful. They're very sturdy. These people had the same thing. And instead, they put in faux stone columns. This looks so cool. And in a lot of the new construction, you've just got the ugly wooden columns that go up. They don't really do much for you. Basement man caves can feel like a bit of a dungeon. So you turn these poles in your basement into these faux stone columns. They're easy to do. You find the stuff at Home Depot. You go to your local home improvement store and you get these, you know, these siding things you can just put on the side of these columns, or you can put my beloved faux marble paper that you can put on there. I've used that before as well. And make the man cave your own. Make it cool looking. Make it something people want to show up at, enjoy your popcorn and a movie for next to nothing compared to going out with the cooler full of goodies and just hanging out and chilling and decompressing. Summer's upon us, guys. You deserve to have a fabulous place to go where you can chill and relax in a place that you didn't spend too much to put together, where you're enjoying the company of others with fabulous furniture that's uniquely your own. It will stay in the basement. You know we love you. And it's all good. And until next week, guys, keep those great ideas coming. Save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small, not too steep, the best of all.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-613-3597. 800-613-3597. 800-613-3597. That's 800-613-3597.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-511-3024, 800-511-3024, 800-511-3024, 800-511-3024.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.